Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and coming to you live from Paternoster Row here in Sheffield, as you'll probably find out in due course, this is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, presented as usual by yours sincerely, John Yule, and a little bit later on yours very sincerely, Michael Coates. We kicked off with Monty Alexander and John Pizzarelli getting us underway this week. They were in the Avatar Studios in New York City on the 17th of December 2002, and they were recording for Monty's album Impressions in Blue. Monty on piano, of course, John on guitar, along with Hassan Shakir on bass, Mark Taylor on drums. And the composition, which in that version seemed to be quite well covered up at times, but despite giving a lot of notification towards Nat King Cole's version, the composition by Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg and possibly Billy Rose was, of course, It's Only a Paper Moon. Last week I said that I wished that San Francisco-based singer Madeline Eastwood had recorded more. I also wish San Francisco-based singer Carla Hambrecht had recorded more. However, we do have her excellent album, Be Cool, Be Kind, recorded at the Big City Studios in Los Angeles and released in 2001. With Carla, we have Peter Hovarth on piano, Tom Warrington on bass, Joe LaBarbera on drums, and on this particular track, Ernie Watts on saxophone. This is the second track of the day here on Swing Time, and it's the second track also by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. Down with Love from Carla Hambrecht.
Down with love, the flowers and rust and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows end. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, yes, take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Down with love. Flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, let's take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that down. Down with love. Down, down, down with love.
Carla Hambrecht. Brand new release time here on Swing Time now, and this is the first of two new releases I've got for you in the first hour of the programme, and this features trumpeter Joe Magnarelli. His new album is called Decidedly So and was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs March the 18th last year. Joe Magnarelli, then born Syracuse, New York in 1960. He was a member of Lionel Hampton's ensemble from 1987 to 1989 and worked with brother Jack McDuff from 1989 to 1994. He co-founded the New York Hardbop Bop Quintet in 1991 and has led his own ensembles from the 1990s. And since 2017, he has frequently appeared with the Sant Andreu Jazz Band in Barcelona. We're going to hear first of all then one of Joe's own compositions, and this is called Good Health.
In the summer of my dreams,
sorted out.
Okay,
too many mics on. Right, we have. I said we wouldn't have to wait long before you realised we were coming out live as usual today, and that's exactly what's happened. So we're just going to try and get Joe Magnarelli on for you. We actually heard a little bit more from Carla Ambrake there, which would have been very nice in my book, but we're going to try and stick to the organised pattern for you. So here is Joe Magnarelli with Good Health when we're all ready and lined up. This is an excellent album, by the way, this new one from Joe, doing very well in America. I think it's moved up to number 5 this week in the American Jazz American Jazz Top 20. Okay, we're ready to go then. Good Health from Joe Magnarelli. Thank you. the lineup on this new album from Joe Magnarelli then. Joe is, of course, on trumpet. On trombone, you may recognise Steve Davis. On piano, Jeremy Manassia. And on bass, Clovis Nicholas. And the drummer was Rodney Green. Four of the eight tracks are Joe's own compositions. One composition is provided by Steve Davis, and the other three are standards, including the one I'm about to play for you. This is from Rodgers and Hammerstein South Pacific, and is This Nearly Was Mine.
Thank you.
Yes, you still get some fade-out endings on tracks even these days. Joe McNally's excellent new album is called Decidedly So, and it's on Cellar Records. Joe's name, Joe Magnarelli, M-A-G-N-A-R-E-L-L-I. As I've said, it's doing very well in the American charts, and it is very strongly recommended. You're on Swing Time. You're on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, John Yule. I sometimes think that we don't feature guitar solos often enough here on Swing Time. So to remedy the situation, here is a composition by Mel Torme and Robert Wells, played by Peter Bernstein. It's okay, I'm not going to provide references to chestnuts roasting over an open fire, as this is the middle of March. This is a track called Born to be Blue from Peter's album, recorded at the Power Station in New York City, April the 1st, 2024. And this is the album called Better Angels. Here's Born to be Blue by Peter Bernstein. And Peter Bernstein is featured on the other new release I've got for you this week, along with Mike Ladon on the B3 Hammond, Eric Alexander making his regular appearance here on tenor, Joe Farnsworth on drums, and this is actually a new double CD, which has just become available in Britain, having been available in America now for some 4 or 5 months, by my reckoning. In fact, it's been in the charts and dropped out this week. This is a double album, in fact, from Mike Ladon's Groover Quartet, and the release features two live gigs, the first of which was recorded back on the 17th and 18th of September 2004 at the Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver, and the second set that is on the CD is much more recent. This was recorded at the Side Door Jazz Club in Old Lyme in Connecticut. This was on the 6th and 7th of September 2024, and it's the more recent of these two dates that I've made my selection. The particular disc from this double CD set is called Turn It Up, and the composition we're going to hear was composed by Chuck Jackson and Marvin Yancey. It was an absolutely massive hit for Natalie Cole, and it's This Will Be. Then Mike Ledon's Groover Quartet. Their new album, their new CD, a double album, has two titles in effect. One disc is called Turn It Up, and the other one is called The Anniversary Quartet Live at the Cellar Club. It's available on Cellar Records, and the tracks on this album are rather long, so I'll be featuring one sort of in a few weeks' time and probably a few weeks after that. This album, though, is excellent value. I think you'll probably find, if you go to one of the usual sources to purchase it, you'll pick up a couple of this copy of this double CD for less than a tenner. OK, time for the gig guide now for this week. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 18th of March. And this should attract our listeners, I think. This is a band called Three or Four Shades of Mingus, a seven-piece lineup combining a shared love of the work of Charles Mingus. And the lineup is as follows: Fergus Quill on bass, Anna Chandler King on saxophone, Aaron Wood on trumpet, Ben Poling, also on saxophone, the tenor to be precise, Benji Arnold on trombone, Adam Fairhall on piano, and Josh Smout on the drums. Cabanas on Thursday evening this week for the big swing, and they're presenting the local seven-piece jazz funk and soul collective, Montuno Jazz. Also on Thursday, the Chesterfield Jazz Club will be open for business at the Old House, and the attraction there at 8 o'clock will be saxophonist Karen Sharp, who's a very popular performer on the UK scene, and she's worked with, amongst many other big names, Kemper Plowski, Scott Hamilton, Howard Alden, Warren Vache and Harry Allen. So that's Karen Sharp at the Old House on behalf of the Chesterfield Jazz Club on Thursday this week at 8 o'clock. One more gig to tell you about, that Sheffield Jazz at the Crook Social Club on Friday night, and they are presenting the Joe Webb Trio. They're pushing the boundaries of jazz whilst respecting its rich heritage. Joe Webb on piano, New York bass player Will Sachs, and Sam Jesson on the drums. Right, big top band time now. John Fetchuk's New York Big Band and the album Like It Is. All the tracks arranged by trombonist John, and the album was recorded at the Avatar Studio, Studio C, in New York City on the 1st and 2nd of June in 2014. Coming up is a composition by Cedar Walton. Soloist galore here, Gary Smulan on the baritone, Craig Johnson on trumpet, Scott Wendholt on trumpet as well, Bobby Sanabria on percussion, and Alan Farnham on piano. This is the John Fetchuk New York Band and New York Big Band and Ogis DeRojo. Right, we're through to the last track in the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2, and we're sticking one with John Fedchuk's New York Big Band. John himself on one of his own compositions now, featuring himself on trombone. This track's something of a slow starter that gains progressive acceleration, I would say. The other soloists, Alan Farnham on piano, Dick Sarpola on the bass, and Walt Weisscroft on tenor. This then is Hair of the Dog from the John Fedchuk New York Big Band. John Fetchek with his New York big band, his own composition and his own arrangement. He featured himself on trombone, and just to recap on the soloist that we heard, Alan Farnham on piano, Dick Sarpola on bass and Walt Weisskroft on tenor. A very good tenor, I thought, solo from Walt Weisskroft there. I wish he'd perhaps recorded a little bit more than he does. Okay, that's the end of the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. I hope you like what I've brought along this week, including the two new releases that are featured from Joe Magnarelli and the Mike Ladon Groover Quartet. That's about it from me, and I'm quite certain that Michael Coates will look after you very well indeed for the second half of Swing Time. He's coming up right now.